Well, of course, we received the outline late this week of a tax plan, which will have to go through Congress, and certainly there is a lot of heavy lifting to do on income tax reform in Congress. What has been set out so far has a very, very dramatic twist. And the dramatic twist is that if this outline were to become tax law, you do not want to be working for a salary. Because if you're working for a salary, your top tax rate under the outline would be 39.6%. Now, that's not counting the health care tax, which is still on the books, but the future of the health care tax is unknown at this point, so we'll leave that out for the moment. If you're working for a salary under this new proposal, you would be looking at a 39.6 top federal tax rate. However, if you are in business for yourself, your top tax rate would be 15%. Now, this would, for example, apply to small businesses that operate under the subchapter S pass-through provision. Now, under the subchapter S pass-through provision, the money that you make in the company gets passed through to your personal return. Now, that money would then become a top federal rate of 15%. Now, who in the world would want to pay a top rate of 39.6% if they could possibly find a way to pay a top rate of 15%? The answer is nobody. Nobody would voluntarily do that. So I think that it is fair to say that we could see an effort by workers to try to get to that 15% situation. How any way that they possibly could find a path to that would be a good way to do it, any legal way, because that is one of the most dramatic differences in income taxes that you're ever going to see in your life. I mean, let's say you have a neighbor on the right side of you and a neighbor on the left side of you, and the neighbor on the right side of you draws a salary. That individual can be taxed up to 39.6% on that salary. The individual on the other side of you has their own business, and it's a subchapter S, and they pass through the income to their personal return, and their top federal rate would be 15%. So if this were to actually become law, and we're a long way from that, but if we were to actually see this happen, we would see one of the greatest disparities in how earned income is taxed. Now, I would say probably the greatest disparity that we have ever seen in the USA on how earned income would be taxed. So, obviously, it's going to be a long, drawn-out battle. But the fact of the matter is that, for example, if you are in the real estate business and you do business through, which is very common, you do business through limited partnerships in your real estate business, well, then the top rate that would apply to your income would be 15%, which is a pretty low rate, right? Whereas somebody working for a salary could be hit with 39.6%. I mean, that is such a dramatic change. It's mind-boggling is what it is. So we'll see what happens with this, because it is too early. It's too early to know. But there's also talk about eliminating deductions. Now, the only deductions that have been given safe haven so far that in the rhetoric, and this is all rhetoric, we don't have any legislation and we're not even close to it, but the only deductions that so far are getting protection are mortgage interest deductions and charitable deductions. Now, it also appears that retirement accounts would be protected under this program. Retirement account contributions into IRA accounts, 401Ks, 403Bs, 457s, it appears that they would be protected as they are today under current law, and that the laws that prevail now would continue to prevail. That appears to be the case. Again, we don't really have chapter and verse on that part of it, but we do have rhetoric saying that we're going to protect mortgage interest deductions and we're going to protect charitable deductions. So we'll see how that plays out as well. Bottom line on all of this is it's pretty complicated stuff. And obviously, well, you can imagine what is going to happen. You know, they talk about making tax policy being similar to manufacturing sausage, said to be a pretty ugly process. But we are looking at something here that could be the mother of all tax cuts for small business owners. That includes subchapter S small business owners. I mean, to think that their top rate could go from 39.6 to 15%, 39.6 to 15, that's well under half. I mean, that would be something that would cause great celebration, I would think, in those that own subchapter S companies, small business type companies, because they'd just be in a heck of a position. Now, there's also talk about eliminating the estate tax. Keep in mind that the estate tax right now does not affect too many people. The federal estate tax now only applies to assets above $10,980,000 for a married couple, and about half of that, about $5.5 million, for an individual. You know, the vast majority of married couples are going to get away scot-free on that close to $11 million lifetime extension, lifetime exemption. And I would expect that that's going to be a political football as well, but it doesn't affect that many people right now. I think the number I saw was something about 5,000 individuals or 5,000 families were affected by the estate tax in 2016. And not only that, but it didn't even raise that much money. Now, one of the deductions that is being discussed as out the window, get rid of it, is the deduction of state and local taxes. Now, these include income taxes. These include sales taxes. These include property taxes. Let me give you an example of what we're talking about. Somebody that's in New York or New Jersey or California, one of the high tax states. Well, you're paying a state income tax. Well, if you own a property, you're paying property tax. Well, you're paying sales tax in most states. And here's what it comes down to. Right now, you're allowed to take a deduction on your federal return for the money that you pay in income taxes in your state, property taxes, sales taxes, and that kind of thing. Well, the proposal is to eliminate the federal deduction for state and local income tax. So how it's going to affect you depends on where you live. If you're in a high tax state, like New York, New Jersey, California, and many others, there are many high tax states, then you could lose out if the increase in the standard deduction is not enough to make up for the tax hit. In 2014, the latest year for which details are available, over 32 million taxpayers across the country claimed a deduction, an itemized deduction for state and local income taxes. And again, this is going to include property taxes, sales taxes, as well as income taxes. So we'll see how that plays out. But that could lead to relocations. There could be individuals that will say, you know what, if I'm not going to be able to deduct my taxes because my taxes are high, I'm going to have to relocate. So that could bring people to a decision, to a place where they would say, you know what, I'm not going to live anymore in this high tax state and pay these high taxes because I've lost my federal deduction. So the cost of living here in this high tax place, wherever it is, just went up a lot. Just went up a lot. So that could be something that would be a factor. Now, as far as housing is concerned, keep in mind that people deduct, many people itemize and deduct their real estate taxes. And some states have way higher real estate taxes than others. And the last year the information is available in detail is 2014. Over 37 million taxpayers itemized and claimed a real estate tax deduction. So we'll have to keep an eye on that one. That could also be something that would make people think about the possibility of relocation. I mean, we could have a tax bill. It's possible that would encourage people to move, to relocate into a place where they're not going to take a major hit. We'll see what happens with that. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to the tax preparation services, depending on what happens to the legislation. But let's remember that the president had a very famous quote during his victorious campaign in 2016. And this was the quote: I want to put H&R Block out of business. I want to put them out of business, unquote. Well, one way to put tax preparation services out of business is to greatly simplify the tax filing process. Now, we're told that one of the aims of this program, this tax reform program that's under discussion, is to greatly simplify that situation. So that's something to watch. Although I think that the biggest effort will be for people to try to get off salary and get taxed at that hypothetical 15% subchapter S or pass-through rate. I mean, I could see a lot of people doing whatever they possibly can to try to get to that position. Now, of course, something that's not talked about as much as you would have expected is the deficit impact and the national debt impact. Obviously, the deficits get added onto the national debt every year. And right now, there is a base case estimate of many, many trillions of dollars over the next decade for some of these tax changes if they were to become law. But we also have many on Capitol Hill that have pledged to hold the line on deficit spending. So it'll be fascinating to see how all of that works out. We do have a comment from the director of the National Economic Council, Gary Cohn. And he said, quote, home ownership, charitable giving, and retirement savings will be protected. Other tax benefits will be eliminated. That's a really important quote because Gary Cohn appeared with the Treasury Secretary and made that observation. And so we'll have to wait and see what happens here. But Gary Cohn was there when the outline of the tax changes was presented. And Gary Cohn has this quote attributed to him. Quote, home ownership, charitable giving, and retirement savings will be protected. Other benefits, tax benefits, will be eliminated, unquote. So we'll have to see what happens with that as well. There are many, many wrinkles to the topic of tax reform. And looks to me like this is going to be a really, really long, drawn-out debate in Congress. And also, you have to remember, even when you get something past the House, and I know nothing major has gone past the House yet, except extending the government for 1 week, which they just did. Congratulations on that achievement. But other than that, we haven't really been watching legislation pass in the House or the Senate. Just imagine what's going to happen if the House passes a tax reform bill and then it goes to the Senate. Senate tends to be more moderate, and then they go back to the House for reconciliation. I mean, this is going to be, look, that old bromide about watching tax policy being made is similar to watching the manufacture of sausage. I mean, let's face it, that is spot on when it comes to this topic.